Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those segments where I take one of those days when I take a couple of segments during our program to talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And I've got something I want to talk about today. You know, today is the penultimate threshold of our quadrennial. That means exactly 1 year from now we'll have the next presidential election, and so I want to talk about that. You know, 3 years ago this week, one of the most prominent markers of the 240-year American experiment took place, a national election to choose a new leader of the executive branch, right? And since then, a terabyte, maybe a petabyte, maybe an exabyte of words have been written and spoken, often apoplectically, veins popping out everywhere, about the constitutional result of that election, namely Donald Trump. Today, on that penultimate threshold of our 2020 quadrennial, it's considered what I call an off-overlooked voting block that had and likely will have again a significant say in the next electoral outcome. I'm talking about America's small businesses, you and me, my friends, of which the SBA reports there are over 30 million. Over 30 million of us, folks. 6 million of us are employers who make a payroll for over 60 million employees. The rest, the other 24 million, are what I call marketplace quirks. The smallest business unit, the smallest business entity, the solopreneur. All right, here's a Matthew alert. Here's an electoral calculation rarely contemplated by most people or pundits. Add the first and third of the foregoing numbers, what I just said, and you get 90 million. 30 million business owners, 60 million employees, 90 million. Allow me to restate that in context. 90 million voters. Now add to that sum their voting age dependents, spouses and children, and the small business electoral critical mass easily grows to well over 1 million of America's 245 million eligible voters. Let's call that small business cohort the stakeholders, because regardless of how they vote, each one has a stake in the future of small business. So the period 2007 and 2016, as you probably will remember, is what I call Main Street's economic loss decade. As Wall Street hit record new highs during that period over and over again, the Main Street economy languished, averaging under 2% GDP annually. There were some first quarters, 14, 15, and 16, the first quarter went negative. It went negative in those quarters, in that first quarter, while the stock market hit record highs in the same period. And folks, the impact of this lost decade on the small business sector ranged from diminished opportunity to decimation. Many, many, many small businesses did not make it through the lost decade. Consequently, based on poll results, ours and others, in 2016, I ventured that small business stakeholders would be attracted to Donald Trump's economic campaign messaging. My prognostication was based on what small business survivors of the lost decade reported caring about most: economic expansion, ending Obamacare, tax and regulatory reform. That's what small business owners really care about. And now let's go back to the election. Let's bring the current reporting to the most recent poll question we ask our small business audience. What impact has President Trump's policies had on your business? Almost two-thirds selected very positive, 39%, or somewhat positive, 24%. The negative responses totaled 15%, with 21 saying no impact. One way to think of our 64 positive, 34 negative, or no impact split, which is consistent with other queries we've made since 2016, is to compare it to the most recent Rasmussen poll, October 30th, showing that the president had a 47% job approval rating. Well, with Main Street business owners favoring the president's job performance by 17% over the general public, it really must be the economy, stupid, right? We've heard that before. A year from now, if Trump is still underwater in the national polls, as he is now, but sustains the same advantage with small business stakeholders, even if you discount this cohort's numbers by two-thirds at the voting booth, Main Street firms will deliver the election for Trump again. So if you feel the need to throw some shade on my polling, fair enough. After all, we've only been polling small business owners for 20 years, but surely you'll respect an almost 50-year model. Since 1970s, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard of polling for this sector, has produced an average monthly optimism response of 98.3 points. During the entire last decade, the index, which aggregates responses from 10 key operating elements, remains stuck below the multi-decade average in the 93 to 95% range. I reported on that because, you know, Dr. Bunk Dunkelberg was here for, he's been here for 19 years. And since 2016, the optimism average, which was 93 to 95 in the last decade, has averaged 105.2 since 2016, way above the 40-50-year average. It must be said that the NFIB survey has no presidential job approval questions. But we're talking about businesses that are planted in the ground, operating where the economy's rubber meets the road. So it's no giant leap of logic for the appraisal of any president by those who sign the front of 90 million paychecks every month to track on a straight, bold line to the performance of the Main Street economy. It doesn't take a big leap for people who are out there on Main Street to really care about the economy and to respond that way. So here's some breaking news. In our most recent online poll, intentionally offered 12 months before America returns to the voting booth, we asked small business owners, how will you vote in 2020? The response came in at 79% for Trump, 21% against. Democrats, call your office. That's a cautionary tale right there. So small business stakeholders helped Donald Trump in 2016. Expect that to happen again in 2020, because out here on Main Street, it's still the economy, sweetie. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.